KPND, depend on us. Good morning to you. 5 minutes after 6 o'clock, we've got ourselves a good-looking day on tap for you. The news today brought to you by Carfax. Buying a used car this spring? Ask your dealer for a free Carfax vehicle history report to see the vehicle's history before it becomes part of your future. Just say, show me the Carfax, or go to Carfax.com. Let's check into the news center now. Here's Kim.
Good morning. Police say the two runaways have been found. Redmond police and local families were asking for the public's help to find two runaways who were hitchhiking and trying to get to Florida. Yesterday, the parents reported that 16-year-old Patience Larm and 17-year-old Joshua Hamilton were missing. They were last seen around 3 p.m. walking on Southwest Canal Boulevard just south of Redmond. They stated they were going to hitchhike to Florida, and parents were concerned because both children have medical conditions that could have compromised their safety. The report says they were found yesterday around 6 p.m. near Southwest 61st Street and Southwest Young Avenue in Deschutes County. They were contacted by Deschutes County deputies and were then taken to their respective parents. And a police report from the City of Redmond Police Department says that they would like to thank the public and the Deschutes County Sheriff's Office for their assistance in the safe return of those children. And an autopsy has confirmed police have found the body of missing Bend woman 72-year-old Sandra Meyer. The remains were found Wednesday in the backyard of her Bend home. 1110 KBND's Lori Robb reports.
Bend Police Captain Jim Porter says the case has been tough on the family and everyone involved.
There's only one group of people that wanted to bring Sandra home, as much if not more than her family, and that was the group of detectives assigned to work this case. Some of these folks would put in 20-hour days working on this. We've worked through snow, through rain. We've searched. We've been all over. We've recovered a lot of evidence, and a lot of this evidence we recovered at the end was for the family to get them closure and to really give them an idea of what took place.
The body was found underwater in a covered underground utility box that housed a pump for a water feature on the property. Sandra Meyer was reported missing in early March, and her husband, John Meyer, committed suicide shortly after her disappearance. Bend police believe that he was responsible for her death. I'm Lori Robb reporting for 1110 KBND Radio News.
And Oregon is providing some help with the Texas wildfires. 1110 KBND's Mary Lose explains.
About a dozen people from the Northwest Interagency Coordination Center are down in Texas helping local crews battling the wildfires. Jerry Mills says they're working on everything from aircraft dispatch to base camp management.
Other than that, we haven't actually had any requests for crews or anything.
But she says with fire season getting underway in the Southwest, they may soon be sending crews to other states. She adds,
you know, we respond not only to fires, but all incidents kind of thing. We still actually have a handful of people down in Louisiana working on the oil spill.
The Northwest Interagency Coordination Center gets all kinds of requests from all over the country, and they also make requests to other states for help when they need it. In Portland, Mary Lose, 1110 KBND Radio News.
And State Representative Jason Conger of Bend is playing a role in pushing the Loan PERS reform bill through the session. Conger says his committee voted to send the bill to Ways and Means with a recommendation for passage. The bill would do away with the extra money PERS retirees get to cover the cost of Oregon state income taxes on their pension. As of now, those who move out of Oregon still get that money.
So again, the bill would just say the additional money was intended to pay you for paying Oregon income taxes. And if you're not going to pay Oregon income taxes, you don't get the extra amount. And it only applies prospectively retire after January 1st, 2012.
Conger says there are a lot of PERS retirees who have moved to Washington State, and they continue to get the Oregon income tax reimbursement. And the Oregon Supreme Court recently ruled that state law doesn't make viewing child porn illegal. In January, the court ruled that viewing child porn on the internet is not a crime if none of the images are purposely downloaded to print or be paid for. The Senate has approved a bill that closes the loophole. The bill also amends current law to add video recordings of all kinds of child pornography to make it unlawful.